Good morning to all. In Acts 11, verse 26, it says this, quote, "The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." The name Christian stuck, and as followers of Christ, we continue to be called Christians to this day. In the King James Version of the Bible, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Peter uses some other interesting terms to describe Christians. Peter said this, quote, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people." Now, calling Christians chosen and royal and holy are very lofty and attractive adjectives. Chosen means that you're specially picked out. Holy means you're set apart for a purpose. And royal alludes to nobility. But calling Christians a peculiar people at first seems kind of strange. You know, if we see someone who is acting oddly, we might say that he is a peculiar fellow. We might say that that boy is acting right peculiar. Calling someone peculiar is not normally thought of as a compliment. Now, was this what Peter meant when he was talking to the Christians? Is Peter calling those who follow Christ strange and different? Well, actually, yes. That is in relation to the rest of the world. Think about it like this. If you call yourself a Christian, shouldn't you be acting differently than the rest of the world? Friends, as Christians, we are meant to be different. Christians are supposed to conduct themselves in a godly manner. Now, we all realize that we are saved by faith. That is a given. We can't earn salvation by works. However, with that being said, there are still works that a Christian are instructed to do. Here's just a few of these peculiar works that we should be doing. Giving to the poor, helping the needy, praying for our enemies, treating others with respect and love, obeying the laws of the land. Friends, in this world today, if you really try hard to do these things, some people may look at you as peculiar. But you know, that's okay. Remember that Jesus was also looked at by many as peculiar because of the things he did, the things he taught, and the things he stood up for. Brethren, let us all try to be peculiar. Let us pray. Father God, please grant us the inspiration and courage to be peculiar as we glorify you by our actions. Amen.